Books on Tape presents Midnight Pass by Stuart M. Kaminsky, read by Scott Brick. I did not know what to say to him. I felt so awkward and blundering. I did not know how I could reach him, where I could overtake him, and go on hand in hand with him once more. It is such a secret place, the Land of Tears. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, The Little Prince. Author's note. There really is a midnight pass. There really is a controversy over whether or not it should be opened. However, this is a work of fiction. The issues I have created differ from those in reality, as does the history of the controversy and some of the history of the pass itself. The motives of those who have taken sides about whether or not to open the pass are very different from and far less dramatic than the motives and people in the story I have invented. Prologue. Through the partially open door in a treatment room in the ER of Sarasota Memorial Hospital, I look out at the cluttered counter of a nursing station. Small colored sheets of paper are skewered on an upright thin spike. Wire baskets flow over with charts and graphs. A single thin brown folder totters at the edge of the counter, threatening to fall whenever a blue-clad nurse or aide shuffles or hurries by. On my right, in the small darkened room, the machine next to me gives out a steady, slow series of beeps and a simultaneous series of blips, black dots of sound. The fluorescent lights in the corridor beyond the open door hum. Blips, beeps, and hums. A little night music complete with vocal accompaniment. "Ron," a woman's voice, calm, weary. "Glucose was 252.